good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'll tell you what, that Amy Barrett, that is one amazing woman. I'm going to get into more of that, but I'm going to discern, how do you discern, because she used describing the real flag of our republic, and then we have two constitutions built in together, and Trump and her know how to use it. And I'm going to get into that, because the bottom line is, it's all in the words, and we got to pay real. She's a sharp. I listen to her stuff, and she's really sharp. But I'm going to get around and play a video. This is the audio that I got from Candace Owen. She's a black gal that really does impeccable research, and she tells it like it is. And listen very carefully about this Breonna Taylor. It's out of Kentucky. And also about George Floyd. She tells it like it is. What our real problems is, it's kind of a long one. It's 13 minutes. I usually don't like to do quite that long, but it's really worth it. So let's go ahead and cue that up and play that now. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, everybody. Hello. Time to have one of those little chats, because it seems that the Black Lives Matter narrative is getting more and more ridiculous every single day. And here we have a stunning case, Breonna Taylor, where actually every single piece of information that was provided us through the media was an absolute lie. Just an absolute lie. Like, actually nothing that they told us about this case was true. If you have been following this case from the beginning, we have been told that Breonna was an EMT who was living life the right way. The police officer showed up accidentally to the wrong door and shot her while she was asleep. All of it, a lie. Not even one part of it's true. Not one piece of it's true. First and foremost, Breonna Taylor was not an EMT. She had been in the past, but she had to step away from being an EMT. Because a car that she had rented all the way back in 2016 was a homicide that was being investigated. A homicide which involved her boyfriend, the one that was a drug dealer, her ex-boyfriend at the time that she had been killed, Jamarcus Glover. This is all about a very intricate drug ring that the police officers had been following for years in this town that Breonna Taylor was, unfortunately, at the center of. I'm going to say a sentence that nobody is going to care about, because the media, when you tell the truth, always ignores this sentence. Breonna Taylor did not deserve to die. It's common sense. She was mixed up with the wrong people. It's unfortunate that she's dead. You know, this is one of those instances when you're growing up and your parents tell you not to hang out with the wrong people because you can end up in the wrong circumstances and you can get yourself into trouble. This is something that we learn when we're children, when you become a teenager, when your parents are trying to guide you, make sure that you don't hang out with the wrong people or fall into the wrong crowd, as we like to say. But for whatever reason, this is no longer being held as a norm for Black America. It doesn't matter if we're hanging in the wrong crowd. It doesn't matter if we're actively helping our boyfriends move drugs, which is what Breonna Taylor was actually doing, okay? This is the truth. You can head and you can read all of the police investigative reports. It doesn't matter that the police had an actual warrant to be at her place, that they had been trailing her, that her name was on the warrant when they showed up at her place. It was not the wrong address. Everything the media told you was a lie. The police officers had every right to be at her property. They had been monitoring that property for weeks. They had a poll camera watching every single thing that that group of people did. Because they were involved in meth, crack cocaine, they were moving drugs, and Jamarcus Glover was the person who was at the center of it, okay? That's the truth. You were told that the police officer shot her while she was asleep. No, she was standing in a hallway, right? You were told that she had nothing to do with anything, and it was all an accident. It was not an accident, okay? She was knee-deep in drugs. You can actually log on and read the transcripts from when her ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, got arrested back in 2018, they actually recorded their jail conversations between her and the entire network of the people that were moving drugs through the neighborhood, okay? he was asking her to do things in his place. She was involved, and she was also made it very clear that she was worried because she loved him so much that he was going to end up in serious trouble one day. Unfortunately, she didn't worry enough about herself and what trouble she was going to be in one day. This is a case that comes down to personal responsibility. Of course, the most important part about this case, which no one is talking about, is that they fired first. They shot a police officer. I shouldn't say they. I should say the guy that she was with at the time, Kenneth Walker, fired and shot a police officer before hiding behind her and running to the back of the house. And she then took all the bullets from the returning bullets from the police officer as they were sitting in a hallway side by side next to each other. So the police come. They knock on the door, okay? And they say police. Why do we know that's true? Because Kenneth Walker himself verified that him and Breonna Taylor heard the knock at the door, and the neighbors came outside to speak to the police officers. The neighbors have verified that the police officer said it's the police, okay? Now, you hear people who have white guilt, and it doesn't matter. How do they know it was the police? I don't know. Shoot first and questions later. I wouldn't know it was the police if you knock into the police. Okay, would you grab your gun and fire at them? Wouldn't you look out the window, check the peephole to see what's going on before the police officers barge into your house, which they have a right to do because they have a warrant on them? Do you understand that Breonna Taylor is dead? That is sad. It is the fault of Kenneth Walker for firing at a police officer. Black Lives Matter started at the principle that unarmed black Americans were being shot and killed for no reason by police officers. We have now dramatically shifted the narrative to Black Lives Matter, which means even when a black American is armed, shoots a police officer, and the police officer has a warrant to arrest and to inspect that property and take drugs, still the black American is somehow a victim. That is pointedly ridiculous. Let me also tell you something else. It is the bigotry of low expectations. Stop believing. If you are a white person, you've been defending this, and you've been wearing a Breonna Taylor t-shirt, and you've been demanding justice for Breonna, then you should be demanding that her boyfriend serves time in prison for firing at a police officer. You should not be demanding a police officer's figurative head on a stick, okay? These are the people that protect and serve the community. You keep saying Black Lives Matter. Did any of the black lives that were having crack cocaine moved into their neighborhood by this whole organization of criminals matter to you at all? Did you know maybe somebody overdosed on the drugs that this group was selling? Does that matter to you at all? The black lives only matter when the narrative that you quote, that you wake up every day and you quote that you're going to see, is that police officers are killing black people for no reason. This case is an unfortunate one. It is not a case of police brutality. It is not a case that has anything to do with race, okay? You could have put a white person, you could have put a meth lab in there. If police went to serve a warrant and it was a bunch of white kids selling meth and they knocked on the door and the meth kids shot at them, the police would have shot back. It's called protecting your life because police officers have families to go home to. What more do you want police officers to do? They investigated. They had a warrant. They were at the right residence. Breonna Taylor's name was on the warrant. Jamarcus Glover's name was on the warrant. They did everything the right way. They went to the court, got the warrant, knocked on the door, and announced themselves, even though they didn't have to. They could have no-knocked it. They could have barged on the door and gone in the way that the FBI raided Roger Stone's house. Okay? Did Roger Stone, by the way, shoot at FBI raid officers when they swarmed his household? Did he go, oh, well, I didn't know who it was, so I just shot first and asked questions later? No, he didn't do that. So it is entirely possible that when police officers knock to serve your warrant and bang down your door, that you don't shoot at a police officer and then hide behind your girlfriend and allow her to take the bullets. Why are we not having that conversation about personal responsibility? Oh, I know, because we always have to infantilize black America. So this is no longer, movement is no longer about saving black lives. No, it's about treating black people like toddlers. It's no longer about equality, it's about exceptions. It's no longer about equality, it's about entitlements, right? You want black people to be entitled to things that no one else in America are going to be entitled about. That's what Black Lives Matter activists are about, right? Beyonce, I want justice for Breonna Taylor. I called the attorney general and told him I want justice. Oh, because you're saying single ladies, you can make a phone call and tell them not to do their job, and you want to make sure police officers serve time for what? For defending their lives when they're fired at? What is wrong with you guys? What kind of a world do we live in when we can no longer distinguish between right and wrong? Do you realize how scary that is? That we have people that are actively defending criminals every single day. There has not been a single instance this year that Black Lives Matter has jumped on where the black person was not involved in some level of criminality. Not George Floyd, who was on fentanyl, ingested fentanyl before his arrest, was obviously, if you have now read the labs, they are saying he died of a drug overdose, and there was actually no injury sustained to his neck despite watching the case, right? A man that was on, had methamphetamine and fentanyl and was trying to use counterfeit bills. Was he a pure victim? Absolutely not. Jacob Blake, he was a guy who had a warrant out for his arrest for digitally raping a black woman and telling her that she smelled like she had been with someone else, right? According to the warrant for his arrest. Does anybody care about that black woman? No, because it's not about black lives, right? But Jacob Blake, God, he got shot in the back as he was going to grab a knife and was running from police officers. So who cares? He's a victim because he got killed by police officers. Rayshard Brooks physically beats police officers, grabs their taser, and shoots at them in Atlanta, and oh my God, Washington City burner, because this guy, they should just let him go. They should just let Rayshard Brooks leave with the taser, because it doesn't really matter. They could have gotten him later, because the job of a police officer is to make sure that the black man gets away safely with a weapon and is allowed into a neighborhood. Not the black man should be apprehended immediately, because he's a risk to the rest of the community. A job for a police officer is to protect and serve the community, not to protect and serve the criminals. Yes, it would be nice if criminals didn't fight back when they were being apprehended. It would be nice. In a perfect world, all of these warrants and all these arrests would go off without a hitch, right? But a level of that taking place, if we actually want to aspire to that perfect arrest scenario, then it takes two to tango. You have to listen to instructions from police officers. Is this the result of the black community having such a high rate of father absence? I'm just trying to understand. I can't wrap my head around not listening to instructions and not listening to authority and running away and beating and trying to hit a police officer. It boggles my mind. Like, are we just not being raised to think that we have to listen to any rules? And is that breakdown of family also transpiring because we have a culture of celebrities like LeBron James who are pretending that these people are all victims and innocent, and people like Beyonce writing letters to attorney generals who will not acknowledge that we are playing a role in this? Philando Castile in 2016 was an honest-to-God victim. We all remember watching that tape. It was sad and devastating. The police officer thought he was going to pull for a gun when in reality he was pulling for his wallet. That is an example of a very sad case, an example of a true victim. I have not seen any cases this year that Black Lives Matter has presented where I cannot pinpoint the exact thing that the person did that was wrong. Breonna Taylor was a victim of her own bad choices and circumstances, okay? She was a victim of her boyfriend and her boyfriend's bad choices and circumstances. This is what happens when you hang out with drug dealers, people that have guns on them, people that their instinct is to shoot first. This is what happens, okay? So spare me your white guilt. Do me a favor and spare me your white guilt. If you are a black person, spare me your Black Lives Matter mantra and think for a second about the society that you are helping to create and build right now. If you are an American, have some decency to start defending our police officers and our law enforcement officers who get up every day and suit up and do the right thing by trying to remove criminals from the street. This poor police officer was shot at. I was going to have to watch all of Louisville burn because of a narrative that somehow it was unjust. When he got shot, it was unjust somehow because he's a police officer and was doing the right thing that he's evil. I'm just getting so sick of this. Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, is a terrorist organization. It is so envisioned in this country, and it is collecting billions in the process, and nobody knows where the billions of dollars is going. It is certainly not going to help rebuild black communities. In fact, you are going to see that tonight when another black community burns because of what happened. Because Black Lives Matter is in there burning down the community once again, where black people live, where black people work, where law-abiding black people like myself and the majority of the black community have to sit here and suffer this BS narrative. That is all I wanted to say tonight. Thank you guys for listening to my rant.
Well, Well said. This is from a black woman, a very smart black woman. She tells it like it is. She's got way more clout than research abilities than I do. Brianna got $12 million in a civil suit. For what? They settled out of court. For being a drug dealer. I've got the text that was put out. I'm going to be putting that on my homepage where they listened to all the conversation. They put a video up. And in the first hour, it was 20-some people showed up in the first hour. Oh, hi, how you doing? Can I get a cup of coffee? Oh, no, what can I help you with? Oh, by the way, I need some drugs. You got any? Okay, bye, thanks. Knock, knock. Oh, you're number two. How many people have that many people show up in 1 hour? And she's innocent? You just literally cannot make this stuff up. It's so bizarre. I mean, it's beyond the pale. She was a drug dealer. She can't be there and have all this going on. And they've got her conversations 36 times or something like that in the first couple of days or some damn thing. She's being called with instructions what to do. But I'm innocent. Because I got shot. Because I'm black. Oh, God almighty. So long, thug. Along with Brown. So long, thug. Good riddance. These people are criminals. Criminals. I've had some disagreements with police, but I guarantee there's one damn thing you do not do is start trying to argue with them. You don't go shooting at them. You don't try to beat them up and take their gun. You don't try to steal their taser. That is not the right thing to be doing. These people are thugs and druggers. Period. As far as I'm concerned, when you do that, get it on. Get it to him.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back here. And, boy, I tell you, that Amy Barrett, she's the top of her class, brilliant. What did she do? I listened very closely. See, Trump, I think, absolutely knows what's going on. That professor, she knows what's going on. One of the things that she say, flag of the United States. She didn't say flag of the United States of America. Why? Do we have a government of the United States, or do we have a government of the United States of America? It's in the words, and these words really mean a lot. Is there a United States of America? Absolutely. It is the original Articles of Confederation, the country comprised of the original 13. It says in the preamble, Constitution for the United States of America. For, on behalf of. So there's something that we're carving out of that country, United States of America, called the Constitution of the United States. It's in the Constitution of the United States. What do they say in the Constitution they established? The government of the United States. It's in the damn Constitution of the United States. There was no country established. There was a government within the several states. And who's a party in this government? It's in the 10th Amendment. The people of the several states, or the people of the states, of the several states, not the citizens, people, that's in Article 1, Clause 2. And the states. That's the two parties. That's it. Says so, the 10th Amendment. People, we've been fooled, folks. We have really been fooled. But she said flag of the United States. Do we have evidence? Oh, absolutely. 3 Stat 415. 3 Stat, that's statutes at large, 415. Then in 1818, April 4th, it says, be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. So either of the United States of America in Congress assembled. Then they can make laws of the United States, Article 6. That from and after the 4th day of July next, the flag of the United States be 13 horizontal stripes and alternate red and white, and that the Union be 20 stars, red and white, in the blue field. Section 2, and be it further enacted, by the way, which they quit that in 1870, because when you do a different section, it has to say be it enacted, and in 1870, they took that away. Okay. Anyway, Section 2, and be it further enacted that on the admission of every new state into the Union, one star shall be added to the Union of the flag, and that such addition shall take effect on the 4th day of July, then next succeeding such admission. Approved April 4th, 1818. Is there a statute for a flag of the United States of America? No. That came along in the about the 1920s in the Pledge of Allegiance and all that. She knows. Smart woman. And then I listened. The President Trump, he uses both the Constitution of the United States and he also uses United States Constitution. So what did he use Saturday? He used United States Constitution. What did Amy Barrett use? She used United States Constitution. Why? Is there a difference? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to get into, there is an overlay. We the people have a birthright. We're born on the land. We have inalienable rights to come from the Creator. You got to be domiciled in one of the several states to get the law of the land, called due process of law. That's only for people that are domiciled in one of the several states and is a citizen of that state, like a citizen of Kentucky or a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Minnesota or a citizen of North Carolina. Then there is the overlay. You can take on the character of a citizen of the United States. And therein lies, there are certain guarantees in the Constitution of the United States. But there's also something else that's different in the Constitution of the United States. It's called the United States Constitution. So first of all, we have to get down to what is the difference between Constitution of the United States. Constitution of is a preposition, source, origin, relationship. The is an article. The, a particular United States. That is one document.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back. So what is the difference? Why did President Trump and this judge, Barrett, use the United States Constitution? They know the difference. What is the difference? That's important. It's hiding right in front of us. The Constitution of the United States set up the government of the United States. That shows up about 3 or 4 times in the Constitution of the United States. The president takes an oath to the Constitution of the United States. We have a flag of the United States. So we have a government. Have the president take an oath to the Constitution of the United States? Can there be any mistake? So what is the difference? Why do they do that? And if you read briefs, like I do, I read a lot of them, they alternate back and forth. Why? Why not stick to its true name? Because, and it took me a long time to find in a dictionary, finally, I think I found it in Funkin' Wagnalls. I've got the, if you give a $150 donation and you're a member of the IRS list, you got to remember, I'll send you all my research, but you got to either have $250 or you got to send me an email and explain why you can't donate any, and I'll still add you. But it takes $150. I send in my research. All my research. About 500 millibyte. Megabyte. About a half a terabyte. But anyway, what's the difference? There must be a difference. My name is Ralph Kermit Winterode II. It's not Ralph Winterode Kermit II. Or Winterode Kermit Ralph II, it's Ralph Kermit Winterode II. That's my true name. I got one true name. That's it. Unless I change it. So why do they do this? And I looked in Kentucky, and it's obvious there, too, which I'm going to get to. And it's obvious at Alaska. And when you see it, it's unbelievable. So anyway, getting back to United States Constitution, the first two are nouns used as adjectives describing a constitution. A, not the, which is means one document. A means it can have several components. So the United States Constitution is describing two. We have two different documents embedded in the document we call the Constitution of the United States. You see, in Alaska, we have no external amendment. They couldn't get away with that on the Constitution of the United States. Our Constitution, it's a Constitution for the state of Alaska, by the way, instead of, which should tell you right there, it's on behalf of, it's not for, but why? We have no external amendments. They call it the Constitution. Oh, yeah, because it's a charter for a corporate entity. That's perfectly fine. There are constitutions for corporate entities, municipalities and that, because they rewrite the damn thing every year internally. There are no external. An organic constitution has to have external amendments. Can't get around and rewrite them internally because they say ordained and established. So how did they do that with the Constitution of the United States? That's really slick. How do we do that right in front of our eyes? And we don't get it. The Constitution of the United States of source origin relationship between the word Constitution and United States. The is an article describing one United States. Not a, the, singular. There's only one. So where's the difference? Like I say, I went into Kentucky and I was looking to see if theirs state, which has got some it's even more amazingly out in the open. But Alaska, quite easily discern what they're doing here. Of course, I know Alaska forward and backwards. What are they doing? Well, we have to go to the slaughterhouse cases and others. And this is in the 1938 congressional record where they're talking about this. Congress is. And they did this, let's see, when did they do this report? Let me go pull up here when they did it. 1938 is when they took this report and put this report in there. This is a report that started back in, let's see, when did it start this? They did the report back in, let's see here, 1887. They did this report back in 1887, and they copied it and put it in the 1938 congressional record because it's about the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendments. And people don't understand it because we're not told. We're being lied to because they totally, and they're not lying, though after the Civil War, they did what's called the Reconstruction Act. They reconstructed our republic. They took charge and put everybody on a plantation. And on that status, you've got to be a citizen of the United States. Now, it makes logical sense if one does a little bit of research. The only place prior to the Civil War where a citizen of the United States existed, what was the only status, was in the District of Columbia. And in the District of Columbia, that's not a country. It's the headquarters. It's where the government of the United States is located. And in that area, Congress has absolute plenary power. And there is a District of Columbia, a municipal entity there. And only citizens of the United States, they actually have their qualified electors, can vote. They print it. Only citizens of the United States. But Congress has plenary power. They have control over the type of government, but they let the municipality do whatever they want as long as they don't get out of line. So now we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And they're different. They started with the 13th Amendment. Now, in the Bill of Rights and the other ones, 11 through 12 Amendments, there's something uniquely different that started in the 13th Amendment. But they tell us by going back to Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank, what's going on? But we're not taught this because we're not supposed to believe the Supreme Court of the United States. So what does it say here? This is January 13th, 1938, Senate report. And let's see what Senate report number is this. This is... Well, that's the date on it. I can't see the Senate report here. So anyway, it's on page. Let me get down here to where it starts. This is on page 438, January 13th. And they tell us something extremely important. in a couple of paragraphs. This says here, they're talking about these amendments, so far as they relate to the question now involved, consist wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. Prohibitions. What does that mean? The 13th are prohibitions on what? State actions and sometimes federal actions. They are prohibiting state actors or the states from doing something. Is that what the Bill of Rights is? No. The Bill of Rights are something that we have secured that Congress can't touch. They are a positive in our behalf. Unalienable rights from the Creator. They come from the law of nature. And we put them in a contract, Bill of Rights. So this is to secure that they can't do something to us. The 13th Amendment and up are prohibitions against state actors or state law. So it's like Congress is looking at a football game and they say, you know, you guys have been cheating here. So we're going to oversee that the referee stays, that the rules are obeyed within this certain area. So we're going to oversee it. There's no original rights, no positive rights for us. They're looking over the shoulder of the states. State actors, state law. They're prohibitions. You guys can do it. You can go ahead and be in the several states. Of course, that wasn't the goal. But you can go ahead. But these are certain things you can't do. Because we're going to do something else. Because you see, something that we also find in the Constitution, in the 13th Amendment and on down, that can't be in an amendment. It's so logically, you just read it and look at it. Look at the 13th Amendment, what it says at the bottom down here. 13th Amendment. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article. Article, not amendment, by appropriate legislation. Now, wait a minute here. Does it say the Second Amendment? Does it say that? It says the rights can't be infringed. It does not give Congress the power to legislate over it. That's not an amendment. That's not a secured right, inalienable right. If Congress can legislate over it, that means that Congress is in control. Duh. Congress says, yeah, they can legislate. They call it an article. They don't call it an amendment. Articles, like in the Constitution, are separate things. We have Article 1 for the Congress, Article 2 for the Executive, Article 3 for the Judicial. These are separate parts in the same document. They call them articles. They know damn well what they are. They're articles. They call them that. But what's crazier, we can legislate over this? Can you have an amendment on the right to bear arms? And then, oh, by the way, Congress can legislate over it? It says, what is it that they don't understand about the Second Amendment? It does not say that. That's not the words that's used in the Second Amendment. I've met many. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. There's no statement, and Congress can legislate over it? Of course not. It's not a Bill of Rights. If Congress can legislate over it, Congress is granting you a privilege, something that they control. Any statutorily created entity, corporations or anything, are always under the control of he who creates it. They create all types of corporations, all types of limited liabilities, trusts, all kinds of nonsense stuff. That's fine. There's nothing unconstitutional about that. But the difference is, the 13th Amendment says it's an article, number one. Congress can control it because they can legislate over it. Is that an inalienable right secured for us? No. It's them looking over the shoulder of the several states and the state actors saying, there's certain things y'all can't do down there. Can't be keeping people prejudiced based on their race, color, religion, and all this other nonsense. Thinking on other issues. That's totally different. It's prohibitions of against the state. The other ones are unalienable rights secured for us that says y'all can't legislate on this issue. You can't do anything in this corner of the world. We're reserving that to us. And if we don't give you the power, you can't touch it. Now, do we find that in this summary of the slaughterhouse? Absolutely. They say right there at the beginning, there are negations, prohibitions, always against state action and sometimes federal. The language of the 14th Amendment is no state shall make or enforce any law or shall abridge a privilege. There's no state. Since no state. Privilege or immunity against citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. 15. The right of the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Is there such a thing as a right to vote? No. It's a privilege. Now we go on. It is now firmly settled. That's the ball game is over. So these are precedents of the Supreme Court of the United States. It's firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action. So the 13th on up are only against states, state law, and state action. They're going to have a damn thing to do with you and me. They print it. They say so in the amendments. We just don't get it because we're not taught to read it. And it says, though persons or agents clothed with, through agents or persons or agents clothed with state authority, it is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action. It's against the states. Y'all can't do nothing. You can't keep me to going in to exercise my right of suffrage, the right of the elective franchise into the building because of race, color, and creed, and whatevers. But once I get in the building, a citizen of the United States has no political rights. Supreme Court has said so. That is the part of citizenship that determines our government. Political rights. Back in a minute.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, welcome back. And, God, this is so important. Get this concept down. It's like having a football game. And everybody's playing, the rules haven't changed. And they say, we're going to overlook, we've got to make sure that you can't do any discrimination because of race, color, religion, or whatever for the players. That's it. We're not going to interfere. We're not supposed to, which they've taken over because we don't understand it. We're not going to interfere with a football game. Y'all just can't keep the players discriminating against them. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Nobody should be discriminated race, color. That's one of the things about Trump. He doesn't look at that. We're all here together. We're stuck in the same country. He's making life better for everybody. What a novel idea. Instead of handing out benefits just for some certain race or color or whatever. What a novel idea. I watched his thing on his medical thing stuff. God, it's just amazing. I don't know how this guy gets all this stuff accomplished with all the how deep the state is up there. Because this latest stuff that came out from Sidney Powell on General Flynn, the FBI agents got personal liability because it was so corrupt. They knew if it ever saw the light of day, they'd be in trouble. So they got personal liability insurance. Is that the kind of government we're supposed to have? This deep state is so deep because the people don't understand. We can't trust these people. We have to get around and I want to see their credentials. And we have to judge them by what they do. So getting back to this congressional record. It says here, it is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. Excuse me. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights. They're not. But the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action. Against state action. And the power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action, that the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant, and without such action really being taken, somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Unless the state does something, they're not supposed to be legislating as citizens of the United States. Well, of course, they flipped everything after the Civil War, and they fooled us into we got to be a citizen of the United States. Now, these things are changing. The W-4, when you go to work, that's different. What? It used to have a box 7 you could check, but you had to modify it to be constitutional. So what they do now on the W-4, they offer you, it's called an implied law contract. I am offering you something to get a benefit. I want you to obligate to me, but I have no obligation to you. It's called an implied law contract, same as a Form 1040. But what's different? Because they have us. Read the instructions down below. We have to write in exempt. It's us. We have to. That's us knowingly writing in the word exempt. That's us under our hand. Offer to you. And I signed it. And that's comfortable. But we modify. That makes it, that's amazing. And that's changed something.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.